1-800-273-CHEAPSOLAR.com.
And the hits just keep on coming when it comes to the midterm elections. 2.5 weeks away, folks. Are you tired of the ads? Oh, I can't even listen to the tube. I got to DVR things and fast forward through all of them. A lot of nonsense and mudslinging, but that's what it is these days. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney's my name. This show is America Tonight, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. I don't care where you hail from. Just be part of the conversation. So to that end, I'm going to give you the digits right off of the top of this show. 800-259-5791. I don't know. Are you desensitized to the ads, or do you pay attention? Do you get sucked into the ads? When Joe McConnell was a little boy, they said he could never ride a horse. Well, he's ridden that horse, partner, in all these places, big and small, and he wants your vote. You know, like I'm saying, some dramatic thing. It's always some story that's weaved into something that they did. And as we all know, commercials are higher, the volume, than whatever it is you're watching. So the idea is to get your attention anyway. That's why you have the volume on the clicker, so you can go up and down when the commercials come on. But I don't know. They don't faze me. I just kind of tune them out. But I think enough people pay attention, and that's why the negative ads. Because if there's something negative that comes out, did you know that the governor spent X amount of money on something that was useless, whatever it is, it's going to be that negative ad is going to raise the eyebrows, get the eyebrows furred, you know, so that the question is, I didn't know that. Is this the guy I want to vote for? And I guarantee wherever you live, you're seeing some of that for sure. We're just too close to the midterms. What will the actual makeup be after November 2nd? Will the Republicans take back control or not? Will it mean that there's a switch in what happens on some of the pieces of legislation that go through? Well, you bet that would happen if there was a switch already. David Axelrod, number two guy in the White House advisor, senior advisor, he said on one of the Sunday shows that I hope that we have bipartisan cooperation. So they're planting the seed that, hey, you know, maybe the Republicans do win the majority, but if they do, that's okay. We just don't want them to block everything, and we want all the American people to know that they're going to block everything. So I hope there's bipartisan cooperation. In Connecticut, it is hotly, hotly contested. And what I'm talking about is Linda McMahon and Richard Blumenthal running for the right to represent many of you who actually might be listening to me in Connecticut. The difference between the two is Linda McMahon comes from the wrestling WWE background, where her husband and she made a name for themselves and for this thriving business that has pumped out star after star, and it's been just an incredible ratings getter slash money maker. If you ever want to look up ratings and you look in the USA Today, they have the ratings, and you look on the cable programs, wrestling is always at the top. Almost guaranteed it's number one. If it's not number one, it's two or three at the most. It never drops further down than that. So in this race in Connecticut, what's happening between the two? They both are talking about different things, but they're definitely taking the gloves off. And listen to what McMahon says and what Blumenthal has to say.
I've been totally down and out, able to come back. And I want to make sure this is the greatest country in the world. And I really want to make sure we preserve that opportunity.
I think there is a very clear contrast between someone who has been a CEO, claims to create jobs, and has treated people in a way I don't think the people of Connecticut would want anyone representing them to treat them.
Ooh, I wonder if Blumenthal thinks that she'd try to pin this down on the mat somewhere. But listen, it's a dogfight out there, and so as I mentioned, with all the Twittering and the blogging and the Facebooking and the flat-out conversations with the would-be voters and who the voters are, they're looking for every single edge they can possibly get. It's just like in Nevada. They have the highest unemployment and foreclosure rates, period, in the country. So you have Sharron Angle with her attack ad on Harry Reid, and Harry Reid, what she's attacking him for is for his idea of Viagra for sex offenders and child molesters. And then you have Reid counterpunching, trying to paint Angle as too extreme. And one of his campaign deals even mocks one of her videos. That's what they felt was the best form of getting the word out there. So it'll mount. If you're watching these commercials or you're like me and you're not paying attention to them, trust me, you're going to hear more, see more, depending, of course, on the bank accounts of the people. And we played McMahon's comment, and she's got an endless bank account that can be spent on her campaign. Blumenthal has a lot of supporters on the Democratic side of things, but not quite the amount of money. Something sad, this is kind of a follow-up to this that happened last week, shocking stuff. You know, there is a worry along border areas that these drug cartels will stop at nothing. They're kidnapping people. Arizona has really, truly become nasty in some spots. This is flat out nasty. Nasty in the sense of gangs and drugs and the trafficking back and forth and just the feeling of not being safe in Phoenix and in Tucson and even Scottsdale, which would really be a bedroom community of Phoenix. Well, now there's this story. Mexican police say they've identified the two guys who are the suspects in a very heinous, ridiculous, horrible thing that happened. I mean, ridiculous shouldn't even belong in there. Just an outrageous thing that happened. There was a man who, his name is David Hartley, and his wife, Tiffany Hartley, they're on jet skis. The couple was on jet skis, and they were fired on when they were jet skiing on Falcon Lake. Falcon Lake borders the U.S. and Mexico. So David Hartley was shot in the head. He was on the jet ski. He was shot in the head. So she told the police she had to leave her husband's body behind because of what she was being shot at. The Mexican police haven't discovered the body. They've questioned her account of what happened. And there are other people who are suggesting the couple might have been attacked by pirates working for a drug cartel and not just random Mexicans who decided to shoot at them. The couple crossed to the Mexican side of the lake, and they were on a sightseeing trip when the gunmen came up to them. Now, the thing that's bad is that they must have, I don't know if they knew this, but the lake was notorious for drug pirates, I guess, and they warned people not to go over there, so they must not have realized that. We're going to let you know what the latest on that jet ski murder is. You're going to hear it from Bob Long. That's coming up. That and also the mess that Brett Favre is in. Stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
The story about the crazy shooting of the jet skier, how awful. So they're out doing this casual deal where they're skimming over the lake. You know, maybe some of you have been on jet skis, and then suddenly they're being shot at. But what did they know, and where were they, and were they aware of how dangerous the situation was on the lake? Maybe not. I'm thinking no. They weren't aware of it, and unfortunately, they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. Here's Bob Young's take on all of it.
I doubt that they ever make an arrest. I don't know. And as far as finding the body, all we can do is hope. It's a roller coaster. She's focused on trying to find her husband. I feel like I've been beat with a big stick and can't recover, but you do what you got to do.
Yeah, that would be pretty horrific when there's no body. It goes back to that same thing. Okay, we're here. I have no choice but to take off. What do you do in that situation? There's no negotiating. They're shooting at you, too. And regardless of what was known or not known, I don't think he was trying to get killed. He wasn't trying to get shot and bleed to death on a jet ski and end up in the water somewhere or somewhere else if they fished him out. Who knows? But they don't have any kind of closure to this case at this point, and doubtful that they will, and doubtful that they're going to have anyone really, let's be honest, hunting for him. I don't think that's going to happen. All right, a big story broke over the weekend, really at the end of the week, and it had to do with Brett Favre. Brett Favre turned 41 on Sunday. And who cares that he's 41, except for that he's going to have that longevity thing next to his name as far as quarterbacking is concerned. Let's face it, the Vikings almost made it into the Super Bowl. So Brett Favre comes back. Now he's got this new weapon in Randy Moss and a very big, very, very big Monday night game against the Jets, because Monday night, like Sunday night, is still a big stage. A lot of people watch Monday night football. But now there's this added thing attached to Brett Favre. When he was with the Jets, there's a woman who worked for the Jets that apparently or allegedly he sent text messages to, suggestive messages to her, and photographs. The photographs are of his private parts, supposedly. And now there are also two massage therapists who work with the team who say they also had the same thing happen to them with Brett Favre. So now the word gets out. It goes out on a spin call, goes out on a website called Deadspin, and Brett Favre is in the middle of this, and he didn't say much about it. He was questioned about it by some reporters, and he said, look, I'm focused on the game, and I'm willing to talk to the commissioner, and wouldn't really address much anything else other than that. So the commissioner says, well, we're going to do an investigation because there is this personal conduct policy that the NFL has, and as you know, there have been other people who haven't had criminal charges filed against them, but they've been suspended for however many weeks in the NFL. Will this happen to Brett Favre? It depends on the evidence, if the evidence is truly there. And by the way, the woman who it happened to, somebody else had the evidence and they pushed it out there, put it out there forward. They couldn't have pushed it forward at a wrong time for Brett Favre, to be certain, or the Minnesota Vikings. You know, you just think of Favre, and it's natural that he's this kind of yuck it up, down home, a Mississippi kind of guy, laid back, and everybody's buddy. And here's what, I love this commercial. Here's what I think of Brett Favre as. Listen to his commercial.
I'm a Wrangler guy. Always have been, always will be.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. For long-lasting comfort, the right choice is Wrangler.
Wrangler. Real comfortable jeans.
All right, that's Brett Favre to me. That's why he fits in that commercial, right? So this would shatter that illusion for a lot of people, and more importantly for Vikings fans, if the league decides there's enough evidence, this means that he could sit out however many games. Christine Brennan, who I respect as a sports writer for USA Today and has covered football forever, threw in her two cents about Favre in the league and whatnot, and here's what she had to say.
If he's found to have done this, and if the NFL fines or maybe even suspends him, whatever the NFL does, it would be a black mark on Brett Favre's career at the exact time he doesn't want that.
I agree with that. It would be a black mark on his career because we saw what happened with Ben Roethlisberger, but he doesn't want that. He's 41. People embrace Brett Favre, like I said, is the real deal. He doesn't want this thing following him. So I hope for Favre's sake that something's exaggerated in this or there isn't the right evidence, because if there is, definitely he's going to suffer some consequences for it, and then this story will probably grow more legs and maybe more details will start to emerge as to what happened and, you know, was there more to it than meets the eye and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But we don't know at this point, because I agree with the commissioner. Wait to see where this all falls out. And make sure that there's enough there and it's not something that's trumped up, but it's not looking that way. It's not looking very good for Favre at all because of the texting, the messages, and the photographs. And what I don't understand about Favre and some of these other players, and this happened with Tiger Woods with the texts, how can they not understand, especially if you're somebody famous, you are, the rules do not apply for you. You're not Joe Schmo guy who got a little inebriated, got a little flirty with some girl, did something stupid. Oh, that was stupid. You can't do that. When you're the uber famous guy, especially if you're not the single running around guy, because even if he was, especially for private photos of private parts, you would definitely get nailed for that. But I guess they just don't think there's something about that. They just don't think that they're touchable. And it's too bad if this is the path that Favre is going down, because truly he's just one of those all shuck kind of guys. And all shuck, it's not going to be too nice for the people in Minnesota. You think of the coach, Brad Childress, and everybody else who's so behind Favre, and they do not want to lose him forever, however many games it is. But if they see these racy messages and these lewd photos being sent to a game hostess, then they'll, I think, make a determination, if it's that personal conduct policy, that he's going to have to go for, who knows, 4 games or less. I'm not sure what it is. However, if they can prove it, if they've got the evidence, then he'll play this Monday night game. Maybe he plays another game, and then we'll see if he's suspended or not. You know, it's interesting what the Vikings coach, Brad Childress, said. He talked with Favre about the investigation, and that's all he would say. And he just said that the reports haven't been a distraction for the team, and that we just talk about what's out there and look it right in the eye. This is what he said. We just talk about what's out there and look it right in the eye and deal with it to the extent we can, and that it doesn't affect anyone else in the locker room. Matt, you and I were talking about this a little bit off the air. From the Minnesota Vikings point of view, man, I would not want this to be true, or I would not want this to be something that trips them up where he has to serve some kind of a suspension. If he does, what does the team do then? Who are they going to trot out in the field in his place?
Then you go with Tavares Jackson, who is not a fan favorite. He was the heir apparent for the last 4 years to the starting position, never was able to grasp it. But I don't know, I just don't see this suspension actually happening, because we're still dealing with this star caps thing with the Williams wall, as we call them in Minnesota, Pat and Kevin. Uh-huh. That would happen 2 years ago, and they still haven't missed a game yet.
So maybe not.
I don't know. There was some like loophole that they had with the state law as far as workers' rights. So I don't know if that'll play a part into it or not, but I just don't see him getting suspended.
All right, so we'll see how that plays out. We'll see if they ramp it up and it's like a Roethlisberger situation, or like Matt says, it gets buried for a while because they don't even get to it. And then when it's all said and done, Favre has done whatever he's going to do this season with the Vikings, and that's it. It kind of fits in odds and ends because we don't know where the end is. All right, we're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Going to get when you listen to this show. So far we adopted a minor league hockey team that has Americans in its title, the Allen Americans, and we talked about the crazy race in New York and Carl Palladino and some of the stuff that remarks he's made about homosexuality. Bad timing with what's happened in New York City. And the people in New York City revolted by some of the things that he said. And, of course, as I mentioned, could you get a harder race for any kind of a Republican, especially against Andrew Cuomo, who has a double-digit lead at this point? But there are other significant races happening across America that I think are going to be way too close to call. And will you actually have a change of voice in Washington or not, that's too close to call. You know, look, I've polled people, I've talked to pundits, we've also read many of the polls that are out there, and with the races that are too close to call, they're pretty significant, because if you're talking about Nevada and Harry Reid, 28 years being the senator there, versus you get Sharon Engelin, who had her own trip-ups while she was running against Reid, then kind of tightened up her comments, and now is starting to sway some of the undecided voters and has actually taken a lead in the polls. But you don't know until Tuesday into Wednesday into the next day, if some of them are really close, which way it's going to go. And let's face it, if we're talking about just numbers and not the people in the specific races, the hard numbers are 40 for the House and for the Senate, 10. And I don't know that the Senate looks that good, but the House could easily swing. But then what does that mean for the country? What changes? What's different? What does it mean for the middle class? What does it mean for now this group of people that is starting to separate from the haves and the have-nots, where people are struggling who normally wouldn't struggle, that you could have a pretty decent life and you didn't have to make a killing. You could make a decent amount of money and still afford to take vacation, still afford to pay your mortgage, still afford to retire, still afford to send kids to school. And I think the scariest thing, and the reason why you hear all this anger, is because of that, is because of the worry of the higher taxes, of what's going to happen to Social Security, what's going to happen with health care. Is that going to cripple us because now you're going to have to pay more, or some of the small businesses will slice out jobs, and then you're SOL anyway because then you don't have a job, and then you're looking for a job in your 40s or 50s or, you know, whatever it might be, even if it's in your 20s. Because you also have the other side of the spectrum where somebody is in massive debt, they get out of school, and they can't find jobs because their particular field has, some of the companies have had to cut out the fat. They've had to trim their budgets to try to make more of a profit. So it still is scary times out there. When I pick up papers, or I start to flip around, or I start to look around on the internet, or start to have conversations with some of the economists at various schools and across the country, the one thing that I constantly get over and over again is that, no, we're really not sure where the light is at the end of the tunnel. And yet I'll see all these things and from politicians about, you know, we're getting closer, it's looking better. And I'm thinking, what Kool-Aid are they drinking? We must be at a different dance. We have to be at a different dance, which, again, shows the separation. And the reason why November 2nd is so important, so bloody important for people to vote and not have the attitude of, my vote doesn't matter. It does. I've said this before. You can argue about presidents and you can argue about the Electoral College, and there the vote is swayed a little bit in a different direction, but not when it comes to local politics and not when it comes to electing members of Congress. You don't have to tell that to one of Obama's main right-hand men. David Axelrod, who, of course, is the senior advisor to the president, was on one of the Sunday shows. He was on Face the Nation, and he talked about that he's hoping with more seats the Republicans will feel a better responsibility or a greater responsibility to work to solve some of the problems, which is interesting to me because it's almost like he's conceding the fact that, okay, well, if Republicans are going to win a bunch of these seats, let's hope that we have bipartisan cooperation. So if we have these Republican gains in the elections next month rather than gridlock, maybe we'd be able to get something done. Wow. And to me, that's interesting. So what is that, admitting that, geez, things aren't looking good, so let's start to put that out there? You look at the high unemployment, near 10%. The economy, I just mentioned things that people are worried about, the disappearing middle class. And will this be the moment of punishment for the Democrats? Because they're the ones that are controlling the game right now when it comes to the midterm elections. And does that mean an automatic handoff in, you know, the House of Representatives to Republicans? I think the control there will switch. In the Senate, not so sure, but probably a little bit, probably a few more gains anyway in that one. And Axelrod thinks he doesn't believe Democrats are going to lose control of the House, but he's still more hopeful that there'll be cooperation with Republicans, that there has to be something of a bipartisan cooperation. Otherwise, you're not going to, nothing's going to happen. And that's the perfect thing to start to feed out there. That's the perfect thing to say, because with the hint that, we recognize that we're starting to lose some steam, and some of the anger out there is going to translate into votes and is going to change some of these seats. And I think coming into this week, it's going to be interesting to see when the president talks about reforms, because he's saying he's going to talk more about reforms that he had to put into place to fix problems that led up to the financial crisis, that now have this period that we need to all believe in called healing and consolidation and implementation that is much less disruptive. And I thought, man, I didn't get that memo. I hate to say, I didn't get the memo that, okay, so we're putting this in place and this is supposed to change things, but be patient, because for 6 years, everything's going to really, really be frozen in this country, and it's going to be very tough for the middle class, and it's going to be really hard to get loans, and we're going in the opposite direction, especially when you think that up to 40 states are looking into all this foreclosure information, and for a good reason, because of the craziness of the paperwork. So attorney generals in 40 different states, might as well say everybody looks into it, say they've got plans to announce an investigation into banks' use of flawed foreclosure paperwork. Is this crazy? The Iowa attorney general was the leader of the band, Tom Miller. He said he's going to do it. He said he's been leading all kinds of reviews of questionable foreclosure documents that don't make any sense. On Friday, Bank of America became the first bank to talk about the fact that they've got plans for an inquiry, too, because of they've got to halt foreclosures. Everything's too messed up, and they don't know what the right hand did and the left hand did. This is crazy. So this again goes to the growth of the economy. Look around at the foreclosures. It's the same thing that we've been beating everybody up with for the last couple of years. It wasn't supposed to be that way. I don't think you're going to have a period of healing. You have a period of infuriation. You have a lot of disillusioned Democrats and independents, and certainly Republican or conservative type voters. So these races are tightening for a very, very good reason. It's because people are disillusioned more than I can ever, ever remember. And you spell it out to me all the time when you send me emails at americatonight.net or call the show. Whatever it is that we're talking about, except for when we get tired of nothing but dark clouds and we lighten the load, it's heavy out there. The air is heavy with people filled with worry. So I think that's why the races are getting so tight, that other than New York and a couple of others, Delaware still, there's a double-digit lead for Christina O'Donnell's opponent and Chris Coons. And I think that other than that, you're starting to see the narrowing gap. And as I mentioned, who knows where it goes? Because sometimes in a poll, the likely voter doesn't vote the way they say they're going to vote, or they don't even vote at all. So if conservatively in the House there was maybe a 35-seat gain, Republican-wise, or 40 would be a difference maker, but let's say it's at least 35 to 36, 37, it still would make a difference, I believe, in what's happening on the Hill. But 40 would switch things considerably. If there were 40 seats that changed, then the House will have to flip, and that's why Axelrod is already out there preaching, I hope we have bipartisan cooperation so we can work together to get things done. That's called CYA. And that's what they're obviously doing, because there's concern in looking at the polls. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to look at what happened in the world of sports. Stay with us.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
All right, it's no secret that I love the game of hockey. And so does Sam in Montreal. He's called for the past 4 years, and I think every single time he's called, he's found a way to work in some kind of hockey analogy, even when he really has to stretch it and the boundaries of what an analogy is. But obviously, we know a lot of people that listen to us in Canada love the great game as well, and we know how much pride we take in America with America Tonight, the title of this show, after all, right? So I thought about this for a while, and, you know, we like the underdogs, and we like the up-and-comers. How often do we feature those kind of people on the show? How often do we talk about those scenarios of, oof, only this would happen, then the good guys would win, the little guys would win. So I found out about this team, the Allen Americans, Americans thus being the key word here. It's a hockey club, a feeder team, if you will, with some darn good players, and I think some great hockey about to happen. It's all preseason stuff now, but they're getting ready for their regular season. It all kicks off on October 15th, and I am officially adopting the Allen Americans as the mascot, or the team, better way to say it, the team of this show. So officially, we're going to be following the Allen Americans. So my pal Tommy Daniels knows all about the Allen Americans, as the head of broadcast operations, the voice, the everything behind this club, the real kick, if you will, behind the Americans, joins us now on the air. Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Kate, how are you?
I'm good. You are. How excited are you about the Americans?
I am so ready to get the season going. And by the way, that was one of the nicest intros and openings. I think the best thing that has been done for this young club, which is just starting its second year. So many, many thanks to you.
Well, tell us about the club, you know, because people can relate to that listening across the country in Illinois and Connecticut and in Kentucky. I mean, hockey's become big in a lot of places, and there are a lot of feeder teams, minor league teams, a lot of people that play for fun and are getting into the game of hockey. What can you tell us about the Allen Americans? Where are most of your players from, and what happens there?
Well, this will make Sam and Montreal happy. About 80% of our team is Canadian,
mm-hmm.
and it's like I said, it's a second year team. We're a minor league affiliate of the Dallas Stars, which is obviously a big coup for us. Stars being just down the road, 20 minutes from Allen, Texas, and Steve Duchesne, former NHL great, is one of our owners. So we've got a little NHL influence in the club. And for our first year last year, we did pretty well. We went all the way to the Central Hockey League Finals, and we lost to Rapid City in Game 6. So we kind of feel like there's a little unfinished business. Hopefully maybe finish the job this year, if you will.
And for the guys that are there, of course, obviously it's to play the best they can and get the next leg up. And I'm sure you're hoping, like you said, it's only the second year, that it really develops into that feeder system, right?
Yeah, and you know what? It's like I said, it's exciting for hockey fans too. You know, anybody who likes hockey, you know, the minor leagues and junior leagues are where it all starts. And you know, there's so many great players. You look at the Sidney Crosbys and the young stars of the game today. They got their start in juniors and in minor league hockey. You know, we've got some great players who I think have a chance to take that next step. A good example, Jamie Benn, who plays for the Dallas Stars. His brother Jordy played on our team last year. He's currently on the Texas Stars in the American Hockey League this year. Probably going to remain there. So there is a chance, and that's what you ask in minor league hockey. It's just to have that chance to move up. And we're happy that we have a team at Allen. And like I said, with the name Americans, I think it's just perfect that everybody should adopt this team. We're young. We're still trying to build a fan base, and we'll take everyone, no matter if you're a U.S., Canada, or wherever.
I love that. Hey, tell us about some of the other clubs. You've got a team called the Mud Bugs. I love that. Of course, the Brahmas, the Thunder, the Rush.
Right.
The names of these clubs are great.
Yeah, and the Rush, you just mentioned, their Rapid City. They won the entire playoffs last year, winning the championship, and the Mud Bugs, as you just mentioned, they're in Shreveport, Louisiana, which is by far one of my favorite trips to make. We do it by bus, by the way, Kate. Not many plane ventures these days. It's all pretty much by bus, but that's the greatness of minor league hockey, because trust me, after you spend many, many days and nights with 25 guys on the road, you get to know each other pretty well by the end of the season.
Yeah, no kidding. Tell us where the Jackalopes are from.
They're from Odessa, Texas, kind of the Midland Odessa area, if you're familiar with the movie? Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights, yeah.
Friday Night Lights, yes. That's obviously named after pretty famous school there, and Odessa, Texas is about 5.5 hours to the northwest of Dallas-Fort Worth. And yeah, the Jackalopes, they play in a place, you'll love this, Kate, the name of their building is called the Jack Shack. So trust me, if you haven't been to the Jack Shack on a Saturday night for hockey, you haven't lived.
Tell us, how long is the season? How long does the season go for you guys?
We start here, if you mentioned earlier, October 15th is our first game. The season will run through the last weekend in March. Last season we went all the way through the finals. So we finished up the first week in May. So it was a pretty long year for us. And trust me, as I mentioned, traveling mostly by bus, by the end of the season, you're ready for a few months off.
All right, I said that we're a show all about the underdogs and getting to know the people that aren't the, let's say, star players. What's the average age of the players, and pretty much what do they make ballpark?
Well, here's what I think is kind of the neat thing is the approach that Alan has taken, and you know, this league, the Central Hockey League, for many many years. Was looked at as a league where, I hate to say it this way, but where hockey players went to die. Mm-hmm. Guys who were trying to hang on or guys that just couldn't make it to the NHL, but who were decent hockey players, used to play in this league. But it's changed over the last few years. And I think a lot to do with teams like the Allen Americans, which is taking the approach, let's get younger players, guys fresh out of juniors. Our average age is probably about 25, but we kind of lean, you know, early 20s, 21, 22, 23. We have one guy who they call Grandpa who's 29. So, you know, it's a pretty young league, actually, and I think you're going to see more of that. It's right now, Kate, there's two leagues kind of at the AA level. It's the East Coast Hockey League and the Central Hockey League. The IHL merged with the Central mm-hmm. Hockey League. This past off season, and I guess our hope is maybe someday here soon that we'll have one AA league, and maybe some more down the road, the East Coast and the Central League will get together, much like the AHL and IHL did a few years ago and merged as one.
What's the average salary for these guys?
The high end, these guys probably make, you know, $40,000 a year. You know, the low end, I'm guessing probably mid-20s. But, you know, one of the good things is, obviously, these guys, they don't pay rent. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all taken care of by the team. When you travel on the road, you obviously get a per diem. So, even though the salary is not great, there are the little perks. I know a lot of our, better players, good example, a guy like a Bruce Graham, who was a second-round pick of the New York Rangers back not too many years ago. I mean, he's one of our better players. You know, he might have a few more perks. Some guys will receive vehicles this year to drive around. So there are other perks, but hey, I can't wait till you make it up to a game, kid. I think you're really going to be impressed with our building. They call it the Mini American Airlines Center. It's a $65 million, venue. It holds about 8,000 for concerts. We had a Little Texas, the country band, that was performed there, Lone Star was there too, about a week and a half ago. And then, hockey is the primary tenant in the building, and that gets underway. Next weekend, $6,500 for hockey.
Wow, I love that. All right, the Americans are the official team of America tonight. Some applause for our Americans because we're going to be rooting for them. All right, you hear that? Tommy, thanks. We'll get up there soon.
Thanks, Kate.
I think it's cool. Hey, $40,000 or $25,000, lace them up and get a chance to maybe get a look at going to the NHL eventually, not a bad deal, I think, in my book. Hang with us, Odds and Ends, next.